What do you do when adversity strikes unexpectedly and the comfortable life you've taken for granted is suddenly thrown into turmoil? 30 years ago, the protagonist in my latest novel suffers a double blow when his wife is diagnosed with terminal cancer, just as his family business runs into financial difficulties and he finds himself without a job. Temple of Fortune is at best semi-autobiographical, since my life is nowhere near as interesting as that of Stanley Rose, although there are similarities in coming to terms with some of the mistakes I made attempting to get my life back together after suffering the same two devastating events. Of course, there are also major differences. For instance, whereas I took on a 4-year-old little boy, Stan is at a loss of how to cope with Tara, his grieving teenage daughter, who eventually overcomes her issues and emerges as a well-balanced, confident young woman. Stan, on the other hand, and not always through any fault of his own, encounters a whole spectrum of emotions that on more than one occasion leaves him feeling at his lowest ebb. It takes a complete change of mindset years later for Stan to realise what really matters are those closest to him whom he's previously neglected. Temple of Fortune is primarily a journey of discovering self-worth, without which it is impossible to move on.